Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who has shown me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode, and today's episode is titled Love Will Make You Do Some Crazy Shit. Now, before I get into the topic at hand, let me explain my absence first, okay? I've been postponing my episodes for the past 2 weeks, okay? The real reason why my episodes have been being postponed is because, to be honest, y'all, I've just been busy with life. I've been busy with fatherhood. Fatherhood has been a little bit stressful for the past maybe month or so. You know, I have a daughter that's growing up. My oldest daughter is growing up. She's starting to smell herself. She's growing into her ways. You know, because I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, I get on here and I talk about fatherhood. You know, it ain't all glitz and glamour, you know. I just choose to tell y'all the happiest parts about fatherhood, because those parts mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to get on here and talk about their kids like that? You know, because it's love, you know, it make you feel good. You know, you feel good when you talk about your kids to people and stuff like that. But anybody who's a parent knows that it ain't all glitz and glamour. It ain't all sweet. The grass ain't always green on the other side. A lot of y'all that got growing boys know what I'm talking about. A lot of y'all that got growing girls know what I'm talking about. Or if you even have an adult daughter or an adult son, you know what it's like when they went through the whole teenage years and all that. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, you know, so I'm just dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go into details of every single thing that has been happening with that part. But just know that fatherhood has been kicking my ass. Life has been kicking my ass. And, you know, work, I'm not going to say work has been kicking my ass, but work has been busy. And just trying to balance, you know what I'm saying, the work life and dad life and just life in general and podcasting, you know. But I have, you know, ever since this season started, you know what I'm saying, I felt like the pace has been slow, but the fact that I still get on here and drop content, because I only been gone 2 weeks, y'all. I only been gone 2 weeks without posting. And what makes me feel good is that people notice. They be, man, a lot of y'all not right. A lot of y'all not. I got a DM last week. I got a DM that said, "Tim, stop playing with us like that." I was like, "Oh man, come on, man. I know, my bad, man. You know, I had this going on, had got that going on. I promise I'm gonna come back next week and post." That make me feel good. You know, not like this is exactly why at the beginning of every episode I thank everybody. I thank everybody for sitting down or plugging me into your speakers in your car or however you listen to me, in your AirPods or whatever, right? However you listen to me, I thank y'all for that. Because how many people you know are really sitting down? Like, people barely can be still for that, you know what I'm saying? People barely can be still already. But how many people do you know are really stopping their day, pausing their day to sit down and listen to somebody else talk for 10 plus minutes? How many people do you know doing that? Not a lot. I know people personally who don't even listen to podcasts. I know people, like, put it like this. The people that I know personally, when I say know personally, meaning like you somewhat close to me, there's people like that in my life that don't even listen to podcasts. Don't listen. When I say don't listen to podcasts, it's pretty much saying like they don't listen to me. Not because they don't fuck with me or nothing like that, but they just not interested in podcasts, right? So, but people that I never even met, I met a lot of cool people in this podcast world, right? I met a lot of cool people in this podcast world, and those people fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Those people are close with me. Those people listen to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Those people make me feel special. Like, my hard work is not going unseen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put a lot of hard work into this podcast when I am hustling and going hard at it. But balance, you know what I'm saying? The balance is, it's balancing. You know what I'm saying? It's going, I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to get back to, like, y'all watch me. Like I said, I'm still fighting. I'm still putting out content for everybody who's interested. Everybody who's interested in my opinion about stuff. But the content is still there. I have contents. I have episodes written on paper that I haven't even begin to record or begin to even look at to record. You know, I still have content. I ain't run out of ideas or nothing like that. I still got stuff coming. I actually have something very big planned for season 6 already, and I'm not even done season 5. But that's that, right? Another thing I want to say to y'all, because everything is so busy and my focus has to go in like a bunch of different directions, my episodes will be much shorter. Don't be surprised if they less than 20 minutes, because I still want to put out content. I don't want to stop putting out content at all, but I do want to speak on the things that are going on, right? So yeah, the episodes are going to be much shorter. And another thing I want to tell y'all is that season 5 will have 10 episodes. Normally I do 15, but this season I'm going to stop at 10. The reason why I'm going to stop at 10 is so that I can get a lot of things in order, a lot of things back on track, okay? But season 6 will come back faster than what season 5 came. So that's another thing right there. So I just wanted to get all of that out the way, you know what I'm saying? Update y'all on some things, let y'all know what's going on. Tim is still here, Tim's still doing his thing, okay? Now let's get back to the topic at hand. Love will make you do some crazy shit. Now, what do you consider crazy shit? Let's talk about that for a second. One thing that I consider crazy shit is when you're talking to somebody, man or woman, that feels like they have to physically let you know how much they love you. Now, you got some men out here who will physically beat your ass that will prove that they love you for some reason. I've heard that. It's the craziest thing in the world when you think about it and when you hear it, but that's what I heard before. I mean, it sounds stupid, right? Then you got some people who will prove that they love you by acting overly emotional. Hey, that's just how it is. That's what I hear. That's what I see, right? But let's talk about the emotional part for a second, right? So do you really consider somebody that acting overly emotional or loving hard crazy? Some people consider that crazy, but I mean, I don't consider it crazy, but it has been called crazy. Now, that's why I said there's different types of craziness, physical or mental. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a 50-50 thing. I don't think people purposely want to be crazy though. But the people who do physical things to prove how much they love you, those people just don't know how to love. They were never shown how to love. Let's be real. How are you ever shown how to love if you have to put your hands on somebody to prove it? There's no way a man can smack a woman around and say, oh, I love you. I just love you. There's no way a woman can put her hands on a man and just say, oh, you just make me like this. I love you. No, he don't make you like that. You're like that. You've seen that happen. Men or women, anybody who do that, they seen that happen in their life before. And that's the only way that they know how to show their love. That's what I think. If you disagree, hey, comment, reply, send me a message. We can talk about it, right? Now, another thing I want to ask y'all is that when it comes to love, right? Is it a such thing as being too crazy or doing something too crazy? And I think the obvious answer is hell yes. There's absolutely a such thing as doing something too crazy or acting too crazy. The reason why I say that is because I have seen and witnessed plenty of things that I felt like were out of control. I have seen people pull up to people's jobs because they wasn't answering the phone. And then when you get to the job, you cause a scene at the job. So you know what happened? I've seen the employee and the significant other both get escorted off the property. They lost their job and they didn't even make the, and they didn't even make it. The relationship was over eventually. So y'all both stupid, because there's no way you care about that person like that because you chose to drive up to their job and caused them their job. Now they're fired. Now you lost the person you supposedly love. That person lost their job. Now y'all just lost. They got to get a new job and y'all both got to get a new person. Ain't that something? So absolutely is something. It's a such thing as doing too much, being too crazy. That's not love. That's toxic. That is fucking toxic. Anybody who don't see the toxic shit in that is absolutely crazy. Now, let me ask y'all another question. I got another question for y'all, right? Now, what is the craziest shit that you did for love? Now, if you listen to this episode and you hear that question, I want you to reply to me, send me a DM, let's talk about it, right? But let me answer that, right? Now, I think I spoke on this in the past or on one of my episodes. I'm pretty sure I did, but let me remind y'all. I don't know. Maybe I ain't tell a story, but the craziest shit that I did for love, right, was with one of my exes, right? Well, this might not be the craziest, but it's absolutely one, and it's up there. The craziest thing that I did, right? So this ex, she had a lot of male friends. You know, I didn't like the way some of her male friends was talking to her on her timeline and shit like that on the internet, right? So she ended up blocking me, not following me on there and shit like that so that I wouldn't see, right? And my insecure ass at the time, notice I said at the time, right? My insecure ass at the time decided to make a fake page. I Googled some picture, I set it as my profile picture, and I made it look real. I started following people, letting people follow me and stuff like that. I started making it look real, right? So I ended up following her. When I followed her, I started talking to her as if I was trying to holler at her, shoot my shot and shit like that, right? She was just, speaking. She was saying hi, we talking about sports and stuff. But the crazy thing is, a lot of times when me and her was on the phone, every time she sent a message back to that page, my phone would vibrate. And she started picking up on it. And when she caught on to it, one day she called me out the blue, snapped on me, talking about, I don't trust her. You don't trust me. I can't be with nobody I don't trust, blah, 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 And then she broke up with me, right? That was crazy. Why would a person have to make a whole fake page just to see what you're doing? Because you already blocked and deleted for being insecure and not trusting your person, right? So that's crazy. I feel like I need to tell y'all another crazy story right quick, because I feel like some people are already shaking their heads and tripping off that story alone, right? Let me tell y'all one more crazy thing. One more crazy thing I did for love, right? So another crazy thing I did for love, me and one of my baby mothers, right? We was together for quite a long time. Now, long story short, because in 5 years you could talk about so much. In fact, so we was together for 5 years and we got to a point where we emotionally grew apart. I'll say it that way. We emotionally grew apart. When we emotionally grew apart, how can I say this so that we emotionally grew apart, and then, you know, she emotionally was like detached. She needed time. I started to, you know, act insecure and stuff like that. So I noticed her starting to communicate with someone else. And I thought a lot about that. I was thinking that she moved on. She said it was somebody from the childhood, you know, all type of shit, man. But anyway, long story short, in order for me to find out who this person was that she was talking to, his name, where he lived at, who he is to her, all that, y'all know what I did? I called someone that I knew that knew that dude, and when I called her, I asked her questions. She called the dude and asked him questions, and then the dude called my baby mother and told her, and then that got me and her to arguing because she mad that I had to go through another person to find out things about her or ask questions about her and what she's doing. Now, I looked at that outcome in two different ways, right? I tried to see it from the other side and say, damn, I was wrong. Was I really wrong doing that? Because, you know, she's mad that I went through somebody else to find out stuff, right? First of all, I told myself I can see why somebody would get mad at that. But then I told myself, why you getting mad? Because I asked you these same questions that you didn't want to answer. So I decided to find out on my own. It's like me asking a girl right now, hey, do you like me? Hey, do you like me? Do you really like me? And she says, I don't know, Tim. Give me some space. Let me think about it. Man, yo, do you like me? What's up? Can we go on a date? I don't know, Tim. Let me think about it. So if I go to another person and I say, man, that girl don't like me, man. She ain't trying to let me take her on no date. She ain't serious. She ain't, you know what I'm saying? She on that bullshit. If they go tell her, she will come to me, what you mean I don't like you? What you mean I'm on bullshit? Nah, 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 nah. And I'm going to look at you like, what you mad for? I said exactly what happened. I was venting. I was talking. I was confiding in somebody. You can't come to me and get mad because I said you on bullshit, because I said that to you. So I don't get that. It was wild. It was a whole thing. But that actually wasn't the first time I did that. This is the crazy thing. Y'all gonna call me crazy after this. But a lot of this shit is old. A lot of this shit is old. I did this shit before. You know, I probably wouldn't do no shit like this again. But that's not actually the first time I did that. That's probably like the second or third time I did that. That I had to go searching for answers behind her back to find out something. Now, let me just say this, y'all. I really don't want to paint no picture as if she's a bad person, because she's not a bad person. You know, there was probably just things that I didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? And she's a very close to the vest person. You know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Like, sometimes when you deal with people, they just like really, really like closed in. Like, they don't really like let you in. They're like a shell. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really get inside of them like that. So sometimes that forces your hand to go search and find answers sometimes. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I don't know how to, I mean, I'm sure a lot of y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Now, another thing I want to say to y'all is, y'all need to start vetting the people that y'all talk to. A lot of times when two people meet, they move too damn fast. People not taking their time no more. People don't want to take their time. You may see a man or a woman and you might be like, damn, they look good. Oh my God. You know, I want to take them home. I want to do this. You know, I like the way he dressed. I like the way she dressed. Like, y'all keep doing this crazy shit. But then, you know what I call that? Listen, man, I call that first impression shit. Okay. The first impression syndrome. I don't even know if that makes sense. I just let that shit roll off my tongue. That's called the first impression syndrome. When you first meet somebody, they're not even themselves all the time. Like, you will really know a person. Just talk to them for a little while. You have to see that person. I always say you have to see a person's bad side, or see a person's see the person's side, see the stressed side of them, or see not. That sounds crazy. Like, why? I know you like, why would you want to see somebody stressed? I say that because people, real selves, the real them, normally shows up when they're mad or when they're stressed or under pressure with something. That's when people really show up. It's not the guy that walk up to your car and say, "Hey, beautiful, how you doing? Can I take you out?" It's not that's it could be him, but it's not him for real. You have to see how he act when he mad. I know of a lot of dudes who can be real charming, but they're abusive as fuck later on. I know dudes like that, or they show signs that they can be abusive. I know girls who come off real sweet and innocent when you talking to them and shit, but guess what? They some players. They some players. Y'all gotta watch this shit, man. Like, one thing I hate when it's men out here, including myself, that talk to women for a while, right? Now, women normally move faster than men. Meaning, when I say move faster than men, I mean like women know what the fuck they want off jump, right? And sometimes men will, you know, kind of like drag you along. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just string you along. This is what they do. People do it, but men normally do it a lot, right? But a lot of times, you could be dealing with a man who just really want to feel you out for a long time, or, you know, really get to a certain point where he's comfortable, where he knows you well, knows the ins and out of you, where he can really trust you with his heart and give you his all and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really have to talk to people, man. Talk to people for a good minute. If you talking to somebody that got kids, you need to sit around and figure out what kind of mother and what kind of father they are. Don't ever jump into a relationship with somebody and you don't even know what kind of parent they are. See what kind of parent they are. See how they treat their mother. See how they treat their father. See how they speak about their family. Get to hell. Meet the mother or meet the father. Because when you do all of these things, it's going to tell you a lot. It's going to tell you a lot. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, as I stated, these remaining four episodes are not going to be that long. You know, I really just be wanting to get on here and speak my mind to y'all and tell y'all what's going on or whatnot, and tell y'all again how much I appreciate y'all for sitting and talking with me and looking forward to my shows and all of that. But I'm going to wrap this up. You know, I love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. If you are a dedicated listener, I love you. I appreciate you. Appreciate your support. Keep on supporting me. I'm going to keep on coming out with content. Please look out for the last, four or five episodes of season 5. We almost at the end. I'm going to stop at 10. Again, thank you. We're going to wrap this up. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all next week.